Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Dr. Seth Kupe is president of the Pan-African Psychology Union, and we wanted to talk to him about the power of hanging out with people. So if anything has highlighted this issue, it is the subject of COVID, lockdown, people working remotely, and the challenges around that. Dr. Seth Kupe, good morning. How are you?
I am well, Howard. How are you?
I am well, thank you. So we see this a lot, right? We see people saying, no, I'm happiest at home, working in my lounge, and I get the most work done. But then maybe they're not as creative, maybe they get a bit miserable, and they can't understand why.
Well, look, our humanness is with other people.
Right.
That's where we need to start. And it's as old as the hill. In all cultures, across the globe,
yes,
from antiquity, we affirm ourselves through other people, and in our socialization, we, and except for those few, utterly few, they who are who prefer and who will isolate themselves from others, the majority of us find affirmation, find solace, find companionship, find so many things through interaction with other people. And as you correctly pointed out, this period that we're just emerging from has imposed on us a total isolation. Now, some people may find that that indeed works for them. However, for the majority of us, And let me deal with that category first. That those people have found their space in the world. They've found their comfort zone, and they will reach out when they need to. That's fine. They self-contain to a large measure. And that's part of the evolution of technology taking over our lives. However, for the vast majority of us, particularly some of the older people who are amongst your listeners, they want that contact, that touch. The grandmother wants to see her grandchildren and so on. So that engagement is vital for coexistence. In terms of some of the stuff that's emerging, it's very particularistic, and I think if we rely on what some of these writers are saying, we'll miss the boat, because we will have cross-purpose with what is our essential role as people in on this earth. There is self-actualization, of course. But to just do things because it's sheer engagement with other people, the joy of engagement, is very important. To get things out of it, like I'm going to meet with Howard at the golf course and we're going to do those things, that's not really hanging out. It's oriented towards particular goals. We need that replenishment of ourselves and others. And we will chill in different ways. Some people will do it because they want to meet somebody they used to previously meeting in a pub, and they'll do that hanging out. Other people will do it at the home. You'll do it at your bra. You'll do it at, in different forms of gathering. Now, all of those are important. It is what works for you. And you need to do it for replenishment purposes, to rejuvenate yourself, to find a solace, comfort, so that you go on. It shouldn't be a work-limited thing. It shouldn't be a family-related limited thing. It shouldn't be friendship-related. It can include all of those. It also shouldn't just be maybe a belief or a religious engagement. It includes that. So we find
out. So in other words, as broad as possible, to give yourself the inputs from different sources, from different people, different cultures, different styles and approaches to life.
Absolutely. On a Saturday, you get inspired
by
the rabbi.
Yes, so you've got one, but that's one aspect. Sunday, maybe get inspiration from somewhere else.
Absolutely, and then you go back home, and there's comfort, there's rejuvenation, there's connection with family. You go to work on a Monday, you inspired to do that. In the work context, you have coffee with people. How's the weekend been?
Mm.
So it's a form of hanging out. But each one of us cannot, I can't give you a prescription for Howard Feldman, his family, his colleagues, whether in studio, out of studio, at home, out of home. That is something you need to find for yourself. And that should not be a value associated with gold. The goal being money, etc.
And I think that's a very important distinction, because actually it's really, it shouldn't be about anything but feeding yourself, actually.
Yeah, actually, you know, and there's a whole lot of words people use, but you just need to be able to chill. You find different ways of doing it. Sometimes you come home, you're tired, you do what you have to do at you know, in the family, you have your meal, and then you just chill out, look at mindless TV something, you know. But that's a chilling out for you. But when you do it with somebody else, and just being there with them, sometimes words are immaterial. Sometimes they become important. The connection at an emotional, spiritual, and wholeness level, we need that as much as we can. I say that we should find those long weekends outside of doing the obligatory things that we need to do. We should rejuvenate. We should be able to connect with who we choose to connect. And sometimes it can be by accident, sometimes by design, sometimes a regularity, sometimes not. So we need to be as flexible as we need to be, but also as rigid as we should be to avoid toxicity, to avoid anything that interferes with that equilibrium that each of us needs.
And that's where we leave it. Dr. Seth Cooper, wise words indeed, president of Four Pan African Psychology Union, talking to us about the value of connection, about the value of finding connection and finding input from as variety of places and people as possible.